Catherine, we were talking a little earlier about how you have noticed that the vendors are using a lot of different terminology. What kind of terminology are you seeing for their use of the AI type phrases, and especially in HR, and what do you advise that they do?
Well, I have advice for both the HR practitioners and the vendors on this one, because when we look across the vendor landscape, there's a lot of different A's, as you just mentioned. There's adaptive, there's automated, there's augmented intelligence. Well, what in the world are all of those things? And are we just being clever? I mean, there's even cognitive intelligence. Well, are machines really cognitive? I don't know. But we have all of these different words that people are basically using as some part of machine learning for the most part. And it's really imperative that we get our act together from the education end, if you will, for the HR practitioner, that they know what we're talking about. If we're trying to be clever, this is not the time. We should really look at how do we define what the animal is that we're talking about, give it a name. If it's a horse, let's call it a horse all the way through. And if it's a cow, that's a different animal. And just stick to what it is and make sure, as a practitioner, when you're looking at purchasing something, because almost everything you see now, oh yes, it has AI of some sort in it, what exactly is that vendor selling you?
I had that same thought when I was at a session that John Sumser had yesterday at the end of the day, and a lot of what he was giving as examples of AI really looked like it was really statistics. It was like regression analysis, and he was pretty clear about that. So that made me wonder how much of this is a labeling, a sexy sort of labeling of something that's still really just, because of the compute power, storage power, just really good, more intense analytics on more data.
Okay, that's a really good question, because I would be willing to bet that this has become marketing hype and not necessarily true technology underlying some of these things. Sometimes I'm talking to vendors, and really what they're calling AI is glorified workflow, if-then kinds of things. And you know what? That isn't AI. What we're really looking at is something that's really much smarter, if in fact it is real. And that is an algorithm that will take the data and actually, given that data, be able to do something beyond what it was coded to do in the beginning. Now, what does that mean? That means that it is actually learning something without your intervention based on all the data that we see. And we see things that really come out of that, like when people are looking at diseases in hospitals and then find some correlation to something else that it would take gazillions, probably, without exaggeration, of hours to figure out if people tried to do it mechanically, and finding there's a correlation to something they never expected. And that is the basis of the kind of learning that we're really, really talking about in these systems. Workflow is not that. Statistics on steroids is not that.
So some of these systems really are doing learning, in quotes, to that degree. Some of them are actually doing it, aren't they?
They are, yes.
Yeah. I don't know if you're comfortable naming vendors. Are there any that you've been impressed with that seem to be really doing it, especially applying AI in HR?
I hate to do that. I think that we see the big vendors who've had a lot of experience, because actually AI has been around for 2 decades. And this isn't really new technology. It's just that we finally got it at the level where normal people can use it in normal tasks at work, I think. And we see the bigger vendors who've been playing with this, and that's playing is not really a good word, I think, but who have been experimenting and using this for a while are probably ahead of the curve. When we look at like IBM and Watson's, how long have we talked about that? Been around for a long time. And that is an AI example. And the other vendors are following suit. But if you've got a young vendor that's a startup and it's AI, I just can I just see that algorithm that's behind that and just tell me what that really is doing to make sure it's a real A in the front of the I.
Speaking of that issue of what is it really doing, there seems to be a black box aspect to this, and that seems like there's some risks. And I know some of the analysts and vendors will admit that there, and lawyers will admit that there are some liability issues here and how you apply AI in HR, and does it introduce bias, perhaps? I know they say that it can help to eliminate bias, but then there's somebody who is probably programming the algorithm, and maybe they were biased.
Exactly. There is always the, you know, the wizard behind the curtain in Oz in this, because it is coded by humans to begin with. So particularly for HR, there's a lot of things you want to do, because risk is really one of the things that HR has been from the get-go designed to try to prevent in corporations. You know, we're there to make sure that people comply with rules so they don't get sued. So let's just back up and really look at a couple issues with that for a minute. One is, behind this is an algorithm, as you just said, and it is created by humans, and it may learn different things and all sorts of things. But somewhere in your organization, I would strongly urge that there is somebody technical enough to look at an algorithm and say, are the metrics or the data that this is pulling something that actually makes sense in my corporation? What is this brilliant machine looking at that it's making decisions on, and are those the right decisions for us? And if you don't know what that algorithm is doing at all, and I'm not suggesting you have to go out and become coders to figure this out, but find somebody to say, this is what this is doing for you. Make your vendor do it, if possible. But you need to know if it breaks. It's software. It could break. Suddenly, maybe it's saying that everybody you should hire is 12 years old or something that's really ridiculous. And of course you'd know that. But the subtleties, as we've mentioned with bias, could be that you get down the road a long ways and you have no idea how that happened. So one, it could break. And two, it could not be, it may not be addressing the real things that are important in your own business when it's making these intelligent decisions for you. Hopefully intelligent decisions. Now, the second thing is the idea of risk, and this is actually something that's very important. What if your machine goes off and predicts the very best candidate who's likely to be the best performer? Because that's what a lot of them are doing right now. We'll pick people for you. And what if I come back, you come back, and we sue somebody because I was the best performer, I think, and was I discriminated against because of gender or age on the one hand, or do I perceive that somebody for some other reason was hired and I didn't get a job that I wanted, or I was passed over for a promotion that had been recommended by a machine? So there are areas of risk that can seriously impact a company, you know, if people start suing on the basis of a machine running their, making their career decisions or lack thereof for them.
When you and I were talking earlier, you mentioned the need for maybe standards, and it occurs to me that it sounds like with these risks, you almost need somebody who's watching the AI machines, the AI systems, and then how do you do that? How do you second guess or analyze that? So maybe we need somebody that's independent, even a standards body or someone who can establish some standards, and then a vendor can claim that they are meeting that standard. Mm-hmm. Is that something that has potential?
I think it's something that maybe should happen. And I have spent years in data communications, and you may not remember this, but there was a time when every vendor had their own communications protocols so that two machines wouldn't talk to each other, two programs wouldn't talk to each other. Everything was siloed by vendor. Now, if we do the same thing with something that can be as potentially powerful as artificial intelligence or whatever your A is in that one, we may be doing ourselves a disservice. And having a common, agreed-upon standard for how what constitutes machine learning would be a benefit for the audience, for practitioners, because then there would be a standard that would communicate with other programs. Because right now, we may very easily have a siloed AI application if we're not careful in how we do that.
Well, Catherine, great seeing you as always, and good to talk to you today.
My pleasure.